WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Bride, we would like to invite you to BrideFest 2015 at the Cornfield Revival Center in Columbia, Kentucky. Listen, this is a prophetic wedding between you and the Lord, where you commit your life 100% to the Lord, my body, mind, and soul. It's where you say your vows to the Lord that you will give Him everything just like He gave everything. And in this, you will be walking with other brides, men and women, people of like faith, that are making a full commitment to the Lord. It's kind of like a purity ball, but this is a prophetic statement to the Lord that you are with Him till the very end, till death brings us together. So this one is going to be on Saturday, June the 6th, and it is at 3 p.m., and the Cornfield Revival Center is actually hosting a reception following. So go on our website at www.wearethebride.us/BrideFest. Okay, I look forward to seeing you there. Also, on our website, go to WATB-registration and register if your ministry would like to be highlighted on the broadcast, because we highlight ministries all over the world. It is our honor. We are all here to serve the King, and we're all on a mission from God. So we want to tell the world, what is your story? And then you have free reign to preach to the bride. Okay, so go on the website and register for that. Also, if you would like to subscribe on the website, you can be notified every time we book a speaker. And then when we do newsletters, you'll be notified about that as well. Now, also on our website, we do need donations to keep this radio station going, so there's a place on there for you to donate. Also, if you're interested in being a host or hostess for WATB Radio, we are accepting applications on the website. So far, I think we have about 6, and we need 4 more. We need 10 hostesses. Also, we're looking for intercessors, people that will intercede. We need people that are web designers, people that are graphic designers. So just go on our website and register there. Now, thank you for tuning in to WATB Radio. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bride. We give God the glory today. The revival fires are burning across the earth. Let the glory of the Lord cover the earth. We give you praise, honor, Lord. We are so honored today to host Bobby Brown again from the Cornfield Revival. Listen, when he first come on this broadcast about a month and a half ago, when he first come on here, he had the Cornfield Revival Center. But now he has some awesome news for the bride today. So how you doing, Mr. Bobby Brown?
I am blessed. How are you, June?
I'm doing awesome. Listen,
praise
we
God.
Are so honored for you to be on this broadcast today and to share the good news. My spirit is just leaping for joy at what God is doing in your life, what he's doing in your family, what he's doing in the vision. So please share with the bride what is going on in the cornfield.
In the cornfield, I just have a couple announcements first before I get started. That a couple of save the dates. This coming up week, the 29th, 30th, at the Revival Center, the 704 Cornfield Revival Center in Columbia, Kentucky. We have Ryan LaStrange, Jennifer LeClaire, JoJo Dawson. They will all be with us doing a new breed gathering. So I want to encourage each and every one just to get to this. It's going to be a time you don't want to miss. We'll be doing teachings during the day and just revival services at night. And that's the 29th and 30th of this month. So also coming up, we have the Bride Fest coming up with June. She's going to be doing letting her have free reign at the Revival Center. She's going to do the Bride Fest. It's a time where you just come and you just marry the Lord, give your everything to him. That will be June the 5th and 6th. Also coming up, we have a tent revival coming up. It's in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. We're going to start out in a tent and do like a 5-day meeting, and then we are launching our very second revival center. So it's going to be God doing things in the earth that he gets all the glory for. And also the end, the 22nd of June, we are putting up the tent again, and we're having another tent revival in Albany, Kentucky with Chad McDonald, evangelist Chad McDonald, just very anointed man of God. We will be doing I don't know, just see what the Lord wants to do and how long he wants it to go. Also we have in July we will be putting up the tent in Tompkinsville, Kentucky, and doing a tent revival over in that area. And God is shaking that place. There's a buzz going around over there about revival coming to their city, and God's moving right now in such a way. So save those dates and get to one of these revivals, or get to the Bride Fest, or get to the Revival Center over in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's gonna look like the Cornfield Revival Center in Columbia. We will have guest speakers coming in and out, and it's just God's doing over there exactly what he's doing in Columbia. So we're just really excited and really, really, really excited about what God's doing right now.
Yes, now let me tell y'all, Bride, he is getting a website. He will have a website soon that will have all of the information for you to be able to learn about how to get the tent in your location, how to start a revival tent in your location. And so that it will help with the communication between you and Bobby Brown, and to discover what it is that his vision is, if you want to partner with that vision. Amen. So listen,
yes,
Bobby, tell us Now, just in case we have listeners that was not able to listen to your broadcast before, if you don't mind just sharing one more time a little bit of your testimony.
My testimony of how I got delivered and set free?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For many, many years, I was a drug addict. At the age of 14, I started young. I actually had a drug problem when I was a little kid because my mama drugged me to church. But then, as I got older, you know, the age of 14, I started smoking marijuana. And, you know, it all starts with a little puff. So I took that first little puff, and that's all it takes is just a little bit. So I got addicted to marijuana, and I searched that. I chased that stuff with everything, but it did not stop there. And I've got a 30-year testimony, but I'll just shorten it down here. I'll just hit the high spot. So it didn't stop there. I started doing methamphetamines, and I smoked it, I cooked it, I snorted it, I sold it. I was a full blown drug addict. And you know, I was a mess. I was searching, just chasing after that stuff. But all in all, what it really boils down to is I was searching for something. I was searching for the love of the Father, and I'm not knocking this stuff, but I don't believe in it because it didn't. That's not how true deliverance happened to me. I don't believe in the celebrate recovery, and I don't believe in rehab, and I don't believe in all that stuff because the Bible plainly tells me that who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And for 12 years, you know, I actually started going to a church, and I had long hair and a ponytail, and the preacher started talking about long hair. He started preaching on long hair and a ponytail, and I like, well, this is two services in one for me. This is my first and my last. So, but a couple of weeks later, I went into another church I was searching for something.
Yeah.
I had to find satisfaction of what I was searching for. And I want to encourage everyone listening to me today that if you're whether it be pornography, whether you be jumping in one bed or to the other bed, to another bed, to another bed with different women, you're just searching for something. I want to encourage you today. If you're smoking marijuana, if you're doing methamphetamines or whatever it may be that you know that don't line up with the Word of God, then you're searching for something. And I went into this second church, and I'll not mention no church names because we're not here to bring them glory. We're here to bring the Father in heaven glory. And I went into this church, and there was something in that place that I really liked. So I went back the second Sunday, and then I really, you know, I just couldn't wait to get back. So the third Sunday, I just couldn't wait for that preacher to quit, just shut up and give the altar call. So he was preaching, and I was just sitting there white-knuckling that chair, just wanting him to hush and wanting him to give an altar call because I had to go get right with the Lord. And I was on my way to the altar, and the power of God hit me. And it completely, I don't know how long I laid on the floor, it don't matter, but when I come, that's why he can say that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away and everything becomes new, because when I got up off of that floor, I was completely a new person. I had been delivered and I had been set free, and for 12 years, I've not even had the want, I've not even had the cravings, I've not had none of that stuff. So, like I said just a minute ago, the Bible says that who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing that as I sit back and I reflect and I think, well, you know, I was a mess, but I had a Father in heaven who loved me so much that he would give his only begotten Son.
Yes.
So that I could have life and life more abundant. So when I come up from that, floor, however long I laid there, I didn't even make it to the altar. So when I got up, I thought, well, yeah, I didn't know a whole lot about church, but I knowed I hadn't made it to the altar yet, and I knowed I had to get to that altar. So I got up and I just started toward the altar again, and then the power of God hit me. That preacher stuck out his hand, and he blowed in that microphone, and it was like a Mack truck hit me. I mean, wham, there I went again. So, you know, I just want to share with some people today that what true deliverance is. Here's what true deliverance is. True deliverance is not going, it's not how long you go from sin to sin, but it's knowing you'll never go back to the garbage. It's knowing you'll never go back to that place where God brought
yes,
you from.
Lord. Yes, Lord, come on
so,
now.
So, you know, as I look and I think back and all the times that, you know, I was running with the devil. I mean, I literally was. I think I was his right hand man. But whenever God touched me and set me free and delivered me and I felt the love of the Father, then I thought, oh, you know, Bobby, you can't never go back to that stuff because whenever, you know, I am proof that 1 minute, just 1 minute in the presence of Jesus would literally change your life forever. You know, it don't matter, June, what you've done, and it don't matter where you've been, and it don't matter how many times you've messed up in the past, but you have a Father who loves you so much. You have a Father that loves you so much that all you have to do is, you know, it's just like the prodigal son. I was that prodigal son, and I wallowed in that mud hole for so long. I wallowed in the pig pen for so long. And then I finally come to my senses, and I thought, what in the world am I doing? So, and I took off running toward my Father, and he was standing there with arms wide open. And that applies to some people who's listening today, that you feel like you've done too much and you've went too far, and there's no turning back now, but I want to encourage you right now that you need to take off running. Your Father is sitting there waiting on you with arms wide open. He's got a ring for you, and he's going to kill the fatted calf for you. He wants to have a feast. He wants you to sup with him, and he wants to sup with you. So, Father, I just ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would let them know, the people who's listening, Lord, and they may not even realize or maybe conviction maybe even hitting them right now and for looking at pornography or whatever they may be going through, the struggles and the storms and the trials that they may be going through. They think they've done too much and they went too far. But I encourage you today to run toward the Father. He is waiting on you with arms wide open. He is waiting on you with arms wide open. I just feel like I hear the Lord saying, I do hear the Lord saying, and I feel like I need to share this with some people out there. Deliverance.
Yes,
I just keep seeing the deliverance. Deliverance. I just keep seeing that in the spirit. Deliverance. Deliverance. There are some people out there that is struggling. They're struggling with pornography, even though they are going into behind the pulpit and preaching on Sunday. They are struggling with pornography, and God wants to deliver you and set you free. God wants to deliver you and set you free. Oh, Father, the Bible says that when you seek me with your whole heart, then you'll find me. Now, I want to encourage that one person that's listening today who is struggling with that pornography. Fall on your face. Seek him with your whole heart. Don't get up until you know he's heard from you and you know you've heard from him. You don't have to walk this walk that the enemy has put before you. He's throwing things at you. He's throwing temptations. He's whispering those lies into your head. Don't give in to that stuff. Don't give in to that stuff because he's trying to take you out. You have the plans he has for you. It far exceeds the plans that the enemy has for you because he wants to take you out. He wants to kill you. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy your ministry. I encourage you right now to go fall on your face, seek him out, ask for forgiveness. don't get up until you know you've heard from him. I just feel like, June, I wanna add this in there, that if you could, the listeners that's listening today, they can, if you don't care, let them call in and have them to call me on my phone. You can give them my number. You know my number. You can give them my number, and I would gladly sit down with them, or I'll come to where they are. But I just really feel this in my spirit so strong that there are some people out there that's listening today that is struggling so hard with pornography. I just feel that so strong that there's some people out there that's listening who need delivered and need set free from the lies of the enemy. And I would gladly pray for them on the phone. If they need me, I'll come to them.
Yeah.
I just feel that so strong in my spirit. But I want to encourage each and every one listening today, you know, if God can use someone like me, you know, I want to encourage you that God wants to use you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. You was not no accident. You was not an accident. God has a plan and a purpose for you. He has a calling on your life. He wants to use you for His glory, not for a pat on your back and not for a handshake or not for a job well done, but He wants to use you to bring glory to His name, So I'm just going to pray right now, June. And if you don't care, like I say, you can. If anyone calls in, please give them my phone number. I need to talk to them. I really feel that strong that there's someone listening today that needs to hear what I got to say. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for June. I thank you, Lord, for her obedience to you. I thank you for her being a laid down lover for you. I thank you, Lord, for how you have anointed her. I thank you, Lord, for how you are using her. I thank you, Lord, that you have called her into a time for such as this. And I ask, Father, right now, Lord, whoever is listening who needs to be delivered and set free today, Lord, that they would have the strength, and they would have the wisdom, and they would have the knowledge, and they would have the understanding that it's all about you, Jesus.
Yes.
It's all about you. So, Father, I pray that they would pick up that phone and they would call. They would call today. Lord, anyone listening who needs a healing touch from you, it's not nothing that I can do, but Lord, but it's all about what you can do. Father, I pray that you would touch people out there right now. The ones listening, Lord, I pray that you would touch them right now. Healing power fall on them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for this third great awakening that we're entering into. I thank you, Lord, for revival fires burning. I thank you, Lord, that you're shaking the foundations as we know it. I thank you, Lord, that you are shaking the foundations of the church. You are shaking the religious people as we know it. You are mixing things up, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, because your understanding is not ours. Lord, you do things in a way, Lord, where we don't even understand it. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, what you're going to continue to do throughout the year of 2015. I thank you, Lord. I pray blessings over June. I pray, Lord, that you would bless her coming and going. Lord, that you would bless her coming in and going out. Lord, that she is the head and she is not the tail. I thank you, Father. And I just, again, I pray blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Listen, people, this is not the day or the hour to hide in the closet with your sin.
If you are
dealing with something, call someone. The Bible says confess your sin.
Come on. Yes.
And
yes.
That's what my brother is saying right now.
Yes.
He's non-judgmental. He has the heart for the bride. And
yes.
If you're struggling with something, it's something that's deep in a root, and that root needs to be cleaned out so that God can.
Yes.
And He's brought this to the surface, something, a root that has been exposed, And God wants to heal that root. So I come together with my brother. Let the bride be set free in every area so that she can be beautiful before the Lord without spot and evil. And so that she can keep her lamp full, waiting for her bridegroom.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you and give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, in these revival centers, Lord, because your people are hungry. They're so hungry across the earth, Lord. And as ministers, we need to let the river flow out of us to be able to help these people to get
Lord.
And just like our brother said, he searched in all these places, in drugs and in many different things, to fulfill the longing he had in his heart.
Yeah.
And the longing for you, Lord. So help us as your bride, as the leaders, to be able to lead this army and to be able to help them to discover their identity. Be in you, Lord.
Yes.
So that they can grow strong and be mighty, Lord, to be able to grab the harvest, Lord. Swing your sickle today, Lord. Prepare your army to receive the harvest that you are prepared, Lord. The way that the army has been lately in the recent years, the army is weak. You're strengthening your army. The harvest should not have been ready before, Brother Brown. The harvest couldn't have been ready because the army was not ready to take care of them.
Yes.
That was actually God's mercy. Because we was not ready to use the army the way that God
That's right.
The harvest the way that God wants them to be taken care of.
That's right.
Our pipes clean so that we can help these people to get clean. And I
Amen.
Want to say when I was at your tent, I was talking to Brother Chad about it. When I was at the tent, what was so beautiful was the people that got delivered of demons. They were so bound and held back in their destiny. And if we as ministers are not meeting the needs of the people with demons and not helping them to come out and be relieved of these tortures, service to the body of Christ. And I love that under the tent is like a revival fire, and it brings people to the place that those spirits that are way down in the roots of these trees, way down in the roots, but when they come under that fire and they come under the presence of the living God, that those demons have to react. They can't be in the fire and not react. So they come out, and if we don't do that for the people, we're hurting them.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. That's right.
Thank
you know. And God in this hour, God is doing something different because I really feel the anointing that God is using tent revivals for. Because it's not in four walls of a church, and you know it's not under a certain minister or ministry, but God's using these tent revivals. I think there's an anointing right now being released for anyone who has a tent I want to encourage you to get that tent set up, find you a location, get that tent set up, and see what God wants to do. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we was set up in the middle of a cornfield for 74 days, and had revival every night, and the people would come to these tent meetings, and we witnessed the same thing up here in Albany at meeting that people will come to a tent when they won't darken the doors of a church.
Wow. Well, that's because there's so many of the bride that's been hurt by the church right now.
You
said before, you revealed it. I've actually said this on many broadcasts. You probably don't know it, but You were the first minister to be on the broadcast to reveal it about being in the cave. And since you were there, there have been so many prophecies come out about the cave. God is truly releasing the bride out of the cave. And the bride
been
hurt.
They've been hurt by
the church and by leadership. And so the tents, they do probably feel safe in the tents.
Yeah.
Not conditioned.
Exactly. And the Lord told me that. He said, you know, Bobby, I'm just like Elijah. I'm calling people out of the cave that has been hid for so many years and maybe scared. You know, that could be so many things. But the Lord said, I'm calling them out of the cave. And I see that. I see that. Even for the revival here in Albany that we had, there was a lady come who had been bound. I'm talking bound with drugs, and I'm just the devil had her bound. But she come under the tent, and she got freed. She got delivered and set free, and now she is a burning woman for God Almighty.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this too, talking about how we're disservicing our people, is God's been revealing to the bride that we're all trees. And when we connect with our Creator, the rivers of living water is flowing out. So He wants that river to come out and bear much fruit.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you look at people and they look hollow. And what that means is there's nothing in there.
That's a good word.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's a good word.
Yes, I saw this man, this prophet on television, and I looked at him and I told my mother, I said, the glory has left me. And it's really sad because in the spirit you can see.
Yeah.
You can see, when you're walking in the spirit, you can see the glory on people in their faces. And when he leaves them, you can see it. But that's why as ministers, we have to be so careful to protect the anointing and to protect his presence, because he'll leave you. And then it's really sad. Cause
exactly.
We can keep preaching and him not even be there. So that's why we cannot measure our walk with the Lord by signs, miracles, and wonders. Because even Satan, the Antichrist, when he comes, will operate in that. And
exactly. And that's why it's so important to not chase miracles, signs, and wonders. But obviously, it's like you just said, but we have, this is the time where we don't pray, Lord, let miracles, signs, and wonders come, but we just pray, Lord, your presence be here, your glory fall, because whenever his glory comes, whenever he shows up, then all that other stuff will follow.
Yeah,
we don't need to be chasing after that stuff.
That's right, amen. Because when we measure ourselves by the manifestations, we're in danger.
Yeah.
Because the manifestations only come through him. And we have to.
That's right.
Where it belongs, the glory, all the glory belongs to him. And if use our tree to manifest that, it's just a blessing to us, but we should never touch the Ark of the Covenant.
We should never touch
that anointing. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Yes.
That's what I love about the tent. Listen, bride, if you can have his spirit come to you, I encourage you, listen, it's more than just inviting a person to come in and preach. He's actually bringing the equipment and the place to bring the anointing outside of the four walls. And believe me, there are many people in your city that need this, that are hurting out there, that just had the fear of going back in the church. Yesterday I was in the beauty salon, and I was telling somebody about doing the radio station, and how there's so many Christians out there in caves that are hurting. And there, I saw out of the corner of my eye this woman sitting across the room in a chair, and she was just over there nodding, like you could tell she was a very hard three, very bitter, very angry. You can just see it on her. And she's over there shaking her head like, this is me. So I ended up taking her outside, and that woman gave her life back to the Lord.
Wow, praise God.
I told her, I said, listen, I know you've been hurt by the church. I know this. But please don't judge the church. Go to the Lord and let him restore to you who you are in him.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe the Lord has revealed this stuff to you about, because her dad, come to find out, her dad was a preacher. And she saw too much of church politics.
Yeah.
God forgive the leadership for getting involved in church politics. God forgive you. Because there's so many people that see, they're watching us.
Yeah.
And they're seeing us do things out of political gain, and not doing them based upon the anointing or what's right for God's people.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So that's what is so good about the tent revival.
Amen.
Bringing people back to nature.
Yeah.
Bringing us back to what is actually the place that we need to be, and coming to him in the open air of who he is and his creation. And just saying, God, we're throwing it all out there. Okay, listen, Brother Brown, do you have a word for the bride?
For the bride?
Yes.
I do, and actually I will give it again. I want to encourage everyone out there today that is listening, don't feel like you've done too much or you went too far. We serve a forgiving God who loves us unconditional.
Yeah.
And you may be feeling downtrodden. You may be feeling like you've done too much or you've went too far. But I'm here to tell you today that you have not. Call upon the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Call upon him because he wants to bring you into full restoration. He is a God who fully restores. He don't do anything halfway.
Yes.
He does not do nothing halfway. So, June, I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I pray that you would bring these people into full restoration. Lord, these people who feel like they've went too far and they've done too much, Lord, let them know. Let them know, Lord God, that they've not. That they've not went too far and they've not done too much.
Yes, Lord.
And it's in your precious holy name we pray. Amen.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
listen,
Lord.
Pastor, before we get off here, I want the bride to come together in agreement with me today for him, because one thing that we have called on to in this ministry is that when God has ministers on this broadcast, there's promotion coming. And God wants us as the bride to rally around these people, and to rally around their visions, and to pray for them. So we want to lift you up right now.
Yes.
For all of the pride, if y'all would please just bow your heads and lift up your hands and come together in agreement with us. Lord, we just come before your beautiful presence today, God, and we just thank you for what you have done in Bobby Brown, where you have taken him from and where you're taking him to, Lord. It's so beautiful to watch this butterfly come out of the cocoon and just fly so beautifully, Lord. And as the bride across the earth, we just speak into you right now, brother. We say, go, bride.
Yes.
Go, do all that God has called you to do. And we come together in agreement, asking the heavens to send angels to come down and to be with him and to be around him, surround him, help his mission. We call forth his vision to full fruition in the name of Jesus to bear much fruit on the earth in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We ask you, God, to download into him all
yes.
of the tool and strategy that he will need to accomplish the mission that you have called him to.
Yes, Lord.
Send him laborers. Send him people that will help him to do what he needs to do in every area, Lord. Send people, Lord, that will pray for him, intercessors that will cover him, that will cover
yes.
his ministry, that will cover his
yes,
equipment, that will cover his family in prayer, Lord. Send him everything that he will need, God. Lord, we pray, God, for the anointing over him from the top of his
yes.
head to the soles of his feet.
Cover
him in the blood
yes.
of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, like the children of Israel that covered their homes. We
yes.
are the temple of the Holy Ghost, so we cover him in the blood of
yes.
Jesus, God. We give you praise and we give you glory, God, for what you are doing in his life, what you are
yes,
doing
Lord.
In his city. What are you? What
thank
you,
Lord.
His family, Lord.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
God, his battle is not with flesh and blood, Lord, it's with the principalities and the powers of the air. So the bride is coming together in agreement, binding
yes.
all the strongholds in his
yes.
life. We're trying to hold him back from accomplishing the full mission that God has called him to do in the name of Jesus. We tear it down right now in the spirit. There
yes.
is no distance in the spirit. So we're
yes.
coming together in agreement. One cast 1,000 to flight. Two cast 10,000
yes.
to flight. Also, the word of God says, when two or three agree as touching anything,
yes.
prayer will be answered. We are coming together in agreement, surrounding
yes.
him, surrounding him as the bride, covering him, Lord. We pray protection upon him, Lord. Send the angels to protect him, God, and to go before him and to fight those battles, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that every city that his feet shall tread shall be under his dominion and
yes.
under his authority in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that everywhere he goes,
yes.
he is an ambassador of Christ. He is
yes.
going, Lord, on your behalf. So I thank you, God, that everything he needs shall be supplied to him in
yes.
the name of Jesus. And Father
yes.
God, we pray you download dreams. Download, Lord, the vision, even more vision,
yes.
expanding his territory, Lord, expanding his prayer language, expanding
yes.
his prayer language, Lord. I just see such an expansion coming in the spirit. I
yes.
see like a rubber band. This is kind of weird, but I see like a rubber band that just expands, and
yes.
when it's like, bam, releasing at one time.
Yes.
Of the power. Suddenly,
yes.
I hear suddenly coming. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you glory and honor, Lord, for what you're
yes.
doing. And the
yes.
suddenly, Lord, are coming, God. Praise
yes, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you, God.
Yes.
Every sinner that is represented from this ministry.
Yes.
Whether it is a building
yes,
or whether
Lord.
It is a tent. We thank you for the revival fires coming, Lord. For the revival fires falling, Lord, and burning, Lord. Burning so that your people can be set free, Lord. So that it's all about the harvest, Lord. Reaching out the harvest, Lord. And we thank you and give you glory,
yes.
Lord. Using him, Lord, to affect
yes.
your harvest. In Jesus' name, and
yes.
the encouragement, Lord, that he has in his heart for the bride and for leadership. Thank you, God. I see pastor of pastors, and I thank you, Lord, for giving him compassion for your people, compassion
yes.
for leadership, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for connecting the pieces together like a puzzle. And, Lord, we
yes.
give you glory and we give you honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, brother, it has been an honor. And let me ask
it
you.
It has been an honor.
One more question before we go. You, the last time that we talked, I know I asked you this question, but since it's been a while, I'm going to ask you again. If you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride about what you see coming, what would you say?
I would say what I see coming is I see, you know, many times in the pulpit, preachers are preaching doom and gloom. They're preaching, actually what they're preaching is a rude awakening. America's in for a rude awakening, but that's not what I see coming. I don't see a rude awakening coming. What I see is a great awakening. What I see is a great awakening coming, and the great awakening, and the Lord has showed me this, and I can't shake it. This great awakening will not be through a minister or a certain ministry, but this great awakening is gonna be like a, you know how you throw a rock in a pond or a lake, and just the ripple effect. That's what we're gonna see. This third great awakening that we're actually in the first stages of right now, that it's gonna cover the earth, and it's gonna go throughout county to county, city to city, and state to state, that no man will be able to take credit for. Because in the past, you know, and I thank God for Brownsville, and I thank God for Azusa Street, and I thank God for Cane Ridge and all the great revivals, but this revival will be like no other. This revival will be like it's not about one man, but God's going to start using God. He's actually doing it right now, and I see it, that it's going to be team ministry. It's going to not be one person, but God's going to start using teams and shooting them out, and that's what I see.
Thank you, God. I know we have a lot of ministers that have said they see a great persecution coming. But let me tell y'all something. We may have a great persecution coming, but the glory to the ones that are the remnant are going to be the most blessed time of all.
Yeah.
And that is what he is saying. It's not that darkness is not rising upon the earth. He's not saying that. What he's saying is at the same time that's happening, we're going to see the most wonderful beauty of the Lord that we have never seen before. And just him revealing himself and revealing himself through us as the bride. Ain't that what you're saying, Brian?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, God. Well, okay. Well, you have a wonderful day today.
I'm going to, in Jesus' name. I'm going to, and thank you so much for letting me be on the broadcast today.
Yes, sir. We're very honored. We're always honored to have you on here, and you always have an open door.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bless you.